just feel spirit holding my feet.
Okay. All right.
My guides hold my feet to the ground.
Okay. All right. So, and that's going to be, so your guides don't live at the first chakra.
No, but they know that I need help keeping my feet there.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, because this is a really important thing. We're in third chakra right now. We're talking rituals. Okay. All right. First chakra rituals are kicking a punching bag, right? Are stomping your feet. They are rolling on the ground. You and the first chakra universe have to be one thing. If I go to my healings, my spirit guides, my things like this, and say, please ground me, look at where I'm looking. Right? Instead of going, oh, you mother, you weren't even on the ground, you're just floating. Get down there. Get down there. Put your feet on the goddamn ground, you know, and roll around and kick something and scream and yell and make something happen on the first chakra. Okay? So this is really important for all of you. You've got to have rituals for every one of your chakras. And if you've got stuff going on in your head, too many headaches, too much stuff, things like this, so often, and I give you all kinds of spiritual tools, right? But I always try to remind you that you know, when I was going through school, I had a 100-pound punching bag in the basement. I used it every day. Now, I was also training to be a black belt in martial arts, so I kind of had an excuse to go down there. Got to get down and beat the bag. But listen, that with all of the spiritual work that you're doing, you have to have things that drive you back into your body, and they will not be things like, oh, let's negotiate with my guides to see if I can get in my body, because they will entertain you up here. They won't put you in your body, okay? I mean, if you can get them to get you in your body, great. But usually it's just you and the floor, you and the earth outside, you and the thing you need to kick, right? You know, put that energy. How much pain and suffering can you give your lower legs? How much can you hold a seated position, you know, for how long can you do this for? How long can you do the bow for? Right? How long can you do the bow until your body's like, wah? And pretty soon when you're doing that, you're going to forget about your head because your body is screaming.
Yep.
So anyway, this is for everybody. I want you to be thinking about that. Okay. What else we got? Let's keep going around. Who else? How are you all doing? Summer, what's up?
I am practicing so discernment and flexibility. So in my third chakra, I have the envelope pusher, which has done me well, but also sabotaged the hell out of me, especially in intimate relationships. And so I am practicing discernment on when to push and when to not, and flexibility. Right now, the relationship I'm in is in a place where there really can't be any rules, which is driving my rule keeper crazy, but I think it's good for me. The growth is good.
Okay. All right. So you're practicing discernment. Okay. So tell me what you have to make a decision between.
When to push and when to not push.
Yeah. In what situation?
I mean, well, at work, for example, it will be when to push a brand to do something specific that they may not want to do and when to not push.
Okay. What about you?
When to push myself and when to not push myself?
Right. Wouldn't that be why you're in the course?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm the ultimate pusher of myself.
I get it, but we're in third chakra right now. There is nobody but you.
Yeah.
this is the brain of your lower self. Okay. Everything is in there that's worth anything is like me, and then there's I, and then there's more of me, and then there's this thing that I call me again, and I, and what am I who am I? What am I? And how do I do me so that I'm amazing myself while I do me? And I like discernment. I love having my guide, you know, the idea of my guides grounding me. Okay. You know, I love that Liz is sort of like now coming to a new realization and things, but we're down in the lower three chakras. This is our third chakra here. This is like what's the ritual you have that says, I'm making me stronger. I'm making me so much stronger than any bank, any migraine, any decision that I've allowed churn me up, that I have to make the right decision. I would say that your discernment is that you have to figure out what the wrong decision is and start making it.
Start making the wrong decision?
Yeah. Whatever your brain tells you is the right decision, there is one that's much better.
So
because
right now,
it makes you laugh. The right decision never makes you laugh. So we're really getting to, in these lower chakras, the lower self. Right? The lower self has to be there if you're going to be there. You've got to own that lower self. What's your lower self in your third chakra, Summer?
Hang on one second, I can tell you. It is... controlling.
Controlling.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a lot. It's so much more than that, isn't it? I mean, if you add ruthlessly and then you actually decided what your third chakra is, it's not just controlling. It's like a, it's more, right? It's way, way more than controlling. It's nobody gets in, nobody gets out. This, I hold it as tightly as it could possibly be. So it's like a prison guard, right? It's like, there's a right way. And that lower self is like, I will, you know, and it's like, and the less it makes me happy, the happier I'm to do it. Okay. And you got to own that part of you and then realize that, oh, you know, so that lower self, that ruthlessly controlling, that ruthlessly just holding, just gripping as tight as you possibly can to the right thing. Right. And it could be just like ruthlessly, you know, it's not just being right. It's, there's something that you have to be right about. And so you've got to work through this discernment. You've got to see that there's a part of you that loves to hide behind, you know, just that controlling keeps you sort of the defense, the shadow of it is I work everything out so I don't have to make the wrong decision. Everything can work out if I do the right thing. If I do the right thing and finding the right thing and all that stuff. So that's what I was saying. It's like, that was why I was like, you were like, what? Find the wrong thing and do it. So the wrong thing is whatever you want.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm also practicing choosing myself.
Okay. And how?
Deciding what I'm for and not against.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But sometimes your lower self is against. I mean, it is for you, but it's very So your higher self is for everything, right? The lower right. self is for me. Okay? And so discernment for you, discernment's going to be in the lower self. It's going to be deciding, you know, and here we have, you know, we just talked to Liz. You know, it's like, what am I going to be? You know, now if it's all about me, it's really all about me. What does that even look like? What is your lower self? For every one of you, I want you to think about what's your third chakra lower self? It's like this. This is it. It started out about me. It led up to me. It's still about me. And it's going to end all about me. And the third chakra. And then when that all about you is this sort of like this playful, it's like this joy of being summer. What does it even mean to be summer? You know, how do you walk when you're summer? You know, what does a summer walk like? Is it like, yeah, summer, yeah, you know, or is it summer? How do you even know what a summer walk's like? You know, or are you too busy holding it together so that I can be good up here? But every time you hold it together in the third chakra, your higher self in there, that's going to be some kind of container holder, right? For this bigger chalice of wisdom that you can hold in there for other people to excel themselves, can never work. Because it's just one more rule that, okay, I'm holding myself to a bunch of rules. So my higher side is I just hold myself to some nicer rules and everybody else. Rather than, you know, I got this thing that says, you know, I want it all now, and I want it just the way I want it. And that's an important thing to say when you're saying, oh, I have a control issue. You don't have a control issue. You've got a lower self, third chakra dominance issue, okay? And it wants that. And then it's got to come out. So each one of you, I want you to think about are you being able to perceive yourself through your lower self quality? And if you're trying to make a massive change in your life, you need it's the lower three selves have got to be in there all the way, full on. Okay? Because they're the energy that's going to make the difference. All the wounding, all the problems are in the lower three chakras. You know, we're getting into the third chakra. And Nancy, just by the way, third chakra is the brain of the lower self. The seventh chakra is the brain of the higher self, right? So there's like two people in you, right? You got the lower self, the middle self, the higher self in each one of these. And then you got the heart in the middle going, you two have got to talk to each other, right? But once we figure out what the higher self is, we tend to go there and think, oh, I'll focus on these guys. But really, the energy is always down here in the lower self. And you got to make it more fun to be you, Summer. And controlling, you know, it's like, think about a cat controlling a mouse. That's fun.
Yeah.
Now you might be like, oh my God, the cat's going to kill the little mouse. That cat's not thinking I'm going to kill the mouse. The cat's thinking I'm going to keep this mouse alive as long as I can. And then when it dies, well, it dies. But the cat's just sort of like, la, 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 woo. You know, the mouse starts running away. And the cat goes, whoa. And just, whoo. And the mouse hides and starts crawling away. And the cat goes, oh. And the cat's like, I'm falling asleep right now. And the mouse starts running and the cat goes, where? Now that's a cat having fun controlling. You need to start thinking, how much fun do I have controlling? Because if you're a controlling person, if you've got that really strong controller in your lower self, you gotta love it. If you
I do, except for when it causes me suffering.
It has never caused you suffering until you judged it. until you used it against other people rather than for you.
Right. So let me rephrase. I'm practicing discernment on when to use it to get what I want and when I need to be flexible to get what I want.
Or when you need to be inflexible, or when you need to be just sort of like, I'm getting this whether you want me to get it or not. You know, I'm going to, you say the words when it comes from your core self. It'll, what'll happen is as those words start coming out of your mouth that says, you can't stop me. What happens is that as it starts coming up, it then rises all the way up to the higher self that says, you know, we're going to do it like this. It's so, this is so amazing. I just realized this is how we're going to do this, right? Whereas what you, what started to come up was, no fucking way am I doing it your way. You're an idiot. That's where it starts, right? That's where it starts. You might want to put that in your lower self. And then as you start actually about to say that, it won't say that. It only says that. And I want you all to get the, I want you all to get this difference between the shadow and the lower self. The shadow is made of your vows. It is the rejected aspects of who you are. It has nothing to do with your power. It has to do with your shame, your guilt, you know, all anything you're ashamed and guilty about, that's your shadow. You should never and will never ever feel ashamed or guilty or ashamed of or mad at or angry at your lower self, because it's just like, that's so me, right? And so, and because you've made so many vows against that quality, there's a lot of practicing, but when you bring that energy up, remember, you're bringing it up for me. And when it comes up in me, like anger, anger comes up, it's my anger. So if this is my energy to work with, why would I throw it on you and give it all away and have nothing and then not, and then take no responsibility for it? So I'm gonna take responsibility for what this anger wants to change in me and other people. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
This is what the lower self is about. All right, we need to keep moving here, but I want you to start this weekend, third chakra. I want everybody to really nail their lower three lower selves, okay? Because those are where all the fun is. Okay, Serena, what do you got for lower? You know, lower self, third chakra. We're going to do this in class on the weekend, but I really want you to start thinking about it. There we go.
I wasn't ready for this call.
Okay.
So,
would you just share what's going on for you? Well, I'll work it into your lower self.
All right. Well, so one of them is, I think my father is failing in health.
Sorry,
I think he'll be okay, but I feel like he's taken a big downturn very quickly. So he's needing a lot of doctor's appointments and such. And I don't live near him. So my sister is taking the brunt of all of that, which I feel a little bad for her. And I feel like I should be doing more, but I don't feel like I can. I can do what I can do, but I know that it's falling on her.
So just stay. This is, I said, all you have to do is tell me what's going on and I can turn into your lower self. Okay. So what emotion are you feeling right now as you're telling me about what you can't do for your dad and your sister?
There's guilt.
Yeah.
And sadness and, I worry about how I will deal with when he passes, which I don't know when he will. I mean, it may be, you know, who knows? But it was difficult for me to deal with my mother's death. And so it's kind of bringing up a lot of things around losing another parent.
You only have so many to lose. So this one's big, and you want to do it as consciously as you can, and you can't be there.
Right.
So there's going to be, and there's, and in some way inside of us all, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a parent or a child, we never can do it right. You can't be, you know, you just can't do it somehow. So, and that's a vow in there. We were brought up that there's some sort of TV ideal, what's her name? Eve Cleaver or whatever her name was back way back in the day. There's like there's like this archetypal good person that always is there for everyone. And maybe even know somebody who's like that, but you got to do it your way. And your lower self is going to have to make some choices. And your lower self might just say, you know what, tomorrow, where does your dad live? Where does your dad and sister live?
He lives in Massachusetts.
Okay. So it's not like, you know, you couldn't just show up and do something if you were called to do it from inside, right?
No, I mean, I can assist a little bit, but I'm not there. I'm not there around the corner, I guess.
I gotcha. But this is what I really want you to get this for everybody, including Summer and Nancy and everyone that we've already talked to. Liz, your lower self, when it shows up, is so unbelievably in the room. It's like impossible not to feel your core. But when your shadow shows up, which feels guilty and shame that, oh God, you know, it's all I can do. How can I help you? How can I do this? I can't stay, but I only have so much time. It's like, if you only have 5 minutes once a week to go over there, those 5 minutes, your sister's going to be like, wow, Raina so loves me, dad, the family. I could just feel it. And you say, I'm torn. You don't pretend, you don't hold it back. You're like, oh God, I'll be here next time. You own it, speak it, bring it out there. You don't let guilt and shame be any part of your decision-making process when you're in your lower self, because the lower self is going to do whatever it has to do. And if you make the choice that you can only be there, like this, what, 10% of what your sister's there for, that's your choice. That's what you're doing. But that 10% is the whole game. You know, it's like maybe your sister's in there for the, I don't know how long a football game is, you know, 2.5 hours of the football game, and you only showed up for the last 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. That's your part of the game. Show up all the way. Bring every bit of your heart. Bring your, you know, whatever is up for you, whatever you're feeling. Let this happen. This is what I want you guys to get this year. That there's no like timeout or substitution or I'll fix this next year. I mean, I know Gwen and Geraldine will be happy to have you back next year for another year of grad. But that's, we'll have to fix something else then. That'll be something else to own even in a bigger way. So this is just like a perfect example. Guilt and shame is always a sign of a chakra being run by a vow, which makes a shadow that says, I should be better. I should be doing more. My dad's dying. I don't know what happened with your mom, whether maybe you felt like you could have been there more, or should have been there more, or whatever that was that went on there, and you didn't feel maybe some closure or whatever it was. It's like, and you may still not feel, you know, you're going to feel whatever you feel when your dad dies. That's your contract with him. But right now you want to make sure that you aren't dissociating from this moment of working through these incredibly complex feelings you're having, right? And the only part of you can do that is the lower self, not the higher self. The higher self is actually not a lot of help in this situation, because the higher self is actually like, oh, everybody's going to heaven anyway. It's all going to be great, right? It's the lower self that's like, shit, You know, the lower self is the one that's right here, right now, and doesn't want to lose anybody. It wants to hold on. It wants to have everything that you have. And owning that lower self desire is going to make you speak really differently to your sister. It's like, I wish I were here more for you. I wish I were here more for your kids. I wish I was here more for dad. I wish I was here more for everything. And that's why I'm here. Today we're going to do this. I'm bringing this energy. And even if it's just to sit with them and do nothing, you aren't thinking in this moment like you should be doing something else. And, you know, and that whole idea of discernment, Summer, you know, discernment is like choice making, right? In the Matrix, there's this great line where the Oracle says, "You've already made the choice. You're just here to figure out why." Okay, the choices have already been made, everybody. It's only the mind that thinks you have the opportunity now to make a better choice. When you let your lower self, that part of you that just knows, you know, Raina, you know you want to connect more with your dad before he goes. You know you want to make a difference somehow, and you have no idea how to do it. And you only have so much time, and you only have so many resources, but that time, those resources, those are all coming right out of your physical life purpose point, and that's all you've got. Now your spiritual life purpose point's got to say, this is what you've got. This is Super Bowl. You don't get another chance to do this. Boom. And you just make a choice. But you're not making a choice like, well, I could do this, or I could do that, or I could be this, or I could be that. It's just like, it's the pull. And this is the next level of your spiritual training. This is the discipline. The spiritual practice is not spiritual practice. It's allowing yourself to feel in your gut and get pulled by your heart and just do it. And when you're there 100%. You're all in. It's an all-in kind of thing. And I know, Raina, that we've been struggling with this since the first class. It's like, who am I? What am I? I'm so many different things. I don't know where to lean in, you know? Right now, this is a perfect place for you to lean in, right? And if your dad's around for another 10 years, great. You'll lean in for the next 10 years. If he's around for 6 months, you will walk away from that relationship knowing every minute I had that I could give, I gave, and I stand by my choices, my life. And those weren't even choices. They were just who I am rather than I did the right thing. Because Summer, you know, when you discern things and you figure them out and you add them all up and X plus Y equals Z, at the end of it, you're not happy. Because X plus Y could have been Z plus. Whereas when you're really going from your gut, it's got power. And Raina, you got such a huge heart. And so how do you see this going? And then we'll go on to the next person. What can you do?
No, I will visit when I can.
Yep.
And I'll do whatever appointments I can do.
Okay. Nice. And when you're not there, what are you going to do?
Live my life.
And it's totally fine when you're not there to hold them in your heart, right? The lower self, you know, selfishly in the heart is going to be like, I'm not letting you, I'm thinking about you all day. All day. Thinking about how I love, how I angry am at you, how dare you die, you know, how whatever. All of these things. Allow yourself to be present with this situation. This is one situation for you to practice being Raina. Okay, it's a perfect one because it's really a pinnacle of the baton getting passed. And so you really know inside, it's like, I gotta pay attention here. I don't even know how to. And so when you're not with them, you're not dissociated from it. You're just as connected. And then you realize, oh, that feels really good to be that connected. I've lived my life going from dealing with an issue to disconnected rather than being totally present and thriving within something happening here to my life that includes all of this shit. Does that, I think you got that. I think you got what I'm talking about. And so yes, just presence, especially around life and death. It's so important. We are just brought up to be terrified of both living and dying. And so when someone important to you is about to die, that's the time to really start paying attention. Okay, who else we got? What else we got going on here? Cindy, what do you got? Are you?
Yep, I'm here. Sorry, I'm in the dark. My phone is about to die, so I had to plug it in. And I'm doing good. I'm having, you know, a funny little situation here, and I'm figuring out playing with my archetypes. And I'm coming up with, like, more stuff that I'm writing about to be creative and have fun. And
I always love when you say funny situation, and then I hear about what that funny situation is. It's so entertaining for me.
I understand. And I completely understand because I get it. And we live in a duplex. I live in a duplex for those of you who do not know me. And
you just break it.
Oh, I'm breaking up.
Well, I don't know. Was she breaking up or was it me in Spain?
No.
What?
Oh, you're in Spain now. That's nice. So, No, so basically it's a comedy that it's been in the works being written, and it's about my life, and it's about the hero at the end of the story. So I'm figuring out now how to best look myself in the mirror, tell myself I'm the best every day. Basically, you know, keep loving myself basically as much as possible. I mean, you know what I mean? How can you just
not appreciate life?
How can you just not appreciate life? And how can you think about queer drama and watch soap operas all day? Like, you gotta move on. You know what I mean? Like, life is about letting go. And I feel like everybody's focusing on trauma solutions the wrong way. I feel like everybody's focused downhill towards the gutter, you know what I mean? Instead of trying to raise your vibration internally, and it's all about raising your vibration from the inside, you know what I mean? And out, and people don't really realize that because everybody's feeding, obviously, and receiving energy however they want to receive it, you know what I mean? So, right, and so I
Cindy,
get it, and so
Cindy,
I get it,
Cindy,
I get
Cindy,
it.
Cindy,
I get
let, me ever, let me jump in here.
Sure.
You're doing great. So, you're in a spiritual school here. I've given you all kinds of spiritual tools. You've then found other spiritual tools outside of this. Everybody's got so many spiritual tools.
No, I've never found anything outside of this school.
Okay. Well,
initially I was dragged into the profession or the mastery. I will never say I professored it. But I want to professor it. So that's
okay,
like,
Cindy,
that's
on,
the mastery.
On.
That's the mastery of the duplex.
Cindy, just hold on. Okay. So I got what you're doing. I want to work with each one of you. I want to show you that as strange as it may seem, this is the chakra you do the most spiritual rituals in. From here on in, the most spiritual rituals you can do is to honor your lower self. So, Cindy, when you
yes.
say, when you look in the mirror and you say, I love you, okay? I want you to have all of your lower self qualities on the mirror.
All right. Me, lower self, I have femme fatale, thief, Midas, um, I gotta say, a lot, because I have a, I'm a deaf dilettante. So you, if you want me to talk,
hold on. Where's the crazy motherfucker? What chakra is that one in? Where is the fight to the death?
Ben Patel, second.
Where is the, Ben Patel is not a fight to the death. Ben Patel, that's a different game. Okay.
No.
Where is this wild animal that you are? And when you look in the mirror, do you see that and say, oh my God, that's what I love about me? Because that lets me do what? And I'm not answering that. We're not answering that
anything.
Question.
Anything. It lets me do anything.
Anything other than sit there and watch a cartoon on TV, right?
No, that's not necessarily true either. I love cartoons.
So Cindy, you've spent, I don't know how many years, ever since I've known you, you've spent time waiting for these lawsuits that you're in to come through, right? Mm.
Now, yes, they're
really
finally coming to a culmination.
Really
this year.
Listen to me. You need to put these things in your chart, okay? The one that says you're gonna pay, right? That's a lower self-quality within you. You've got that. You've spent the last 10 years happily doing nothing other than you're gonna pay because it was so good.
The judge.
Don't make it any higher than the lower self. Don't couch it in some spiritual term. It's not a judge. Judges are very balanced. That part of you is like,
that's the core. That's your unbendable reason that you can't bend. That's where you stand. And that's where you stand up and you stand still. And then you let everybody else just figure it out.
Cindy, hold on. That's not the lower self. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
That's your inflexible self. Your lower, inflexible, ruthless self. When you stand in your core, your feet, your ground, your legs.
But it's that in the combination with the higher self is your core. The lower self itself is a
massive. Core, that is the third chakra.
Troublemaker. It's like it's the lower self is a troublemaker. It's Cindy Trouble.
That's
and
my
it's
nickname.
Lower self. If you decided to kill yourself or to take yourself out or just to leave, and I finally ascended. Your lower self would get you on the other side and kick your ass.
The troublemaker.
For not actually enjoying enough of your life.
I know.
Okay? That's what I want you to work on. That I know, but then I go to this higher thing. Everybody's going to the higher self.
Because everybody's exhausted,
Nobody wants
to deal with the lower self BS.
No, Cindy, this is the reason I've just spent the last 55 minutes talking about the lower self is because I want you all to really get it. Until the lower self is more important than the higher self, you can't have a higher self.
The troublemaker rebel. So my first chakra is rebel.
Right.
My second chakra,
yourself, like you said,
rebel,
right.
Rebel troublemaker. That's my name.
That is you. Now you
rebel,
can start loving
troublemaker,
yourself.
Midas, banker.
Now
rebel,
you've been
Midas,
from that,
banker.
From that and look
number.
At all the destruction that's caused without you relating it to some higher purpose of what I can do with that. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. So let's keep going here. By the way, your healing that we were going to go over here, is the same healing we use when we're doing the healing that we do. We bring the energy, the magnetic healing. This is everything you're going to be doing. Okay, this weekend. So you already know the healing. I just want to review. It's you're going to be bringing the energy in. You're going to be creating a magnet. Okay, because your entire energy field, it's all one massive magnet. You are electromagnetic energy. Okay, and so one of the easiest healings for you to do is to create a mini Taurus field, that within that Taurus field of energy that you can create between your hands is all of you, all of them, all of the universe, all of the planet, all everything that has a Taurus field, which is everything in the universe. Everything in the universe has a black hole, and out of that black hole comes a vertical line of energy that then turns into a circular field of energy, right? And inside that whirling field of energy are fractals, and those little fractals have black holes in them. You're just a black hole with an energy in the center of it. You're no different than the universe itself. And so this magnetic healing that we're doing, when you then decide that you're going to work with someone else, okay, you can literally just bring them into that field. You can just literally have them in there, feel them in there. Or you can use it specifically for their heart, because their heart is also a Taurus field, right? And has the same magnetic ability. So I don't really need to go over the healing with you because you understand the healing. What I want you to start understanding is I want you to, you're going to be practicing this weekend, practice it on the heart, practice it on other chakras, practice it on the whole energy field. And just notice that as you're bringing someone into this field of consciousness, and you expand it, you pull it, you pull that energy, this is what you're doing as you're doing this work in the school as well. Every time you pull yourself to be a little bit bigger. And the reason I spent the time now with you sort of getting to this level of understanding that your lower self has more energy in it than any other part of you. Anything you're struggling with right now is because you are unable to access that pure energy of the lower self, okay? And every time you realize, you know, this troublemaker you are, in my second chakra, in my second chakra, just like you just watched me do right here, I get bug-eye obsessed. It's like my second chakra gets, I'm not addicted to stuff. I'm addicted to just this enthusiasm for anything that's real. And I just get this like look in my eye and every now and then I gotta go, oh, Jesus, okay, wake up. Come back from that lower self. But that lower self, that drive, the higher self quality is that I will never give up on you, on me, on anything. I am going to go after it until something happens, until that enthusiasm somehow moves in a positive way for the people in the world. Okay. So that's, and I have to love that I have this thing that makes me annoying as hell. Right. And it is, it's like, oh God, Reese gets going on shit, you know? But that Reese getting going on shit is how the school started. It's how all this stuff happens. So I really, 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 and I know we got to go. I got to go to the next group. I want you to maybe take a few minutes here. If you all can stay for a minute, you guys got your own Zoom room here, and just share one thing you're going to do to honor some part of yourself that you've used tapping or the spiral, you know, the pleasure current meditation or the creator meditation to fix. Okay. What if it didn't need to be fixed? What if owning it gives you so many more ideas as to how to use that energy? Is everybody with me? I think we have plenty of good examples here, right? So everybody got it. It's like, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Almost always the thing that's stopping you is that you can't own how bad you are. Not your brain says, I could be better. I should be nicer. I should be more giving. I should have figured this out. I should have stood up for myself. I should have. That's all. When you get to the lower self says, yeah, fuck you. And all of that. This is what I want. And then, and that's the part of you. And I know this seems like we're going backward, but we have to, in the first year, we gave you the dark side of the light chasers, right? And we're, and everybody gets into spirituality is doing that. And now in the grad program, you gotta face it and say, I'm still freaking doing that. And it's my lower, not my shadow. The shadow is the vow that fragments you. The lower self, it's the soul quality within you. It's real power. Okay? Gwen, Geralyn, you got this?
We do, thank you.
Okay, I gotta run. You guys are rock stars.
Thank you, Reese.
I'll see you next weekend. Bye.
All right. And he will make sure that he puts each of you in the hot seat that didn't get a turn with him as we're gonna have our lunches. That brings me to, I want you guys to be prepped. I know that there was a lot of, like, I wish we had more time for lunch. We're not gonna. So what I'm going to ask you guys to do leading up to class is get your meal prep taken care of and make sure that you're aware that we're going to give that little window after whatever we're doing before with him that you can hopefully grab a meal and come back to the table. So that way we get, because he stretches himself as much as he can, and we get those precious moments with him during that meal time. So we want to make sure you guys get the nourishment. We'll build the breaks in as we can, but have your food prepped for the Saturday, Sunday to the best of your ability. So that way it's not a surprise. That's what's going to be up for all of the weekends as we go forward. All right. So that said, I do want everybody to have a chance to, and let me just put in really quickly in red. Did everyone kind of get the power in the distinction between, that was such an important lesson. And it's one, I feel like we learn these pieces are titrated, but he's going to keep learning and seeing things differently. And every single weekend, every single year that we come into three, he's got a new revelation, a new something amazing. And this is such a powerful piece of, this is the key of how we go through life, not feeling like shit all the time. Like, this is a really powerful thing. So there's our soul emotion and there's our thought emotion. And when we're feeling like shit, we're running it through our brain. When we are loving what is and just being like, dude, this is what I got. And being able to embrace that and know I'm doing that best I know how, not that version that my ego wants to run through, which is the shadow that gets me the gold star and the love for everybody. And if it doesn't look like that ego version, it's not enough. And blah, 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 the bitch balcony starts going wild. Whereas if we're just like, dad, this is what I got this weekend. This is what I can do. And I'm so smitten with you. And when I show up, I am going to squeeze the crap out of you. It's going to be the most delicious hug. You just better be ready for it. You know, like then it releases us from carrying the shoulda, coulda, wouldas all the time, which are just wasted chi energy that serves nothing but the monkey little bastard up here that wants to manipulate the crap out of us and make us feel shameful and guilty all the time, which is such a suck of energy. And if we could revert all of that energy into our epic superhero-ness, ooh, low child, they don't teach that all up in regular school.
That's for sure.
I loved what he said. They teach us to be afraid of living and afraid of dying. Nailed it. And we get to choose to like become the ambassador of our bloodline and reframe all of that in this new lens that we're gifted to look through. So for everybody who didn't get a chance to go, I do want to make sure that you have a little
like integration, flavor, opportunity to land what you've got coming up for you. So Teresa, talk to me, girlfriend. What are you feeling in that lower self and that distinction between shadow and lower self? Like, how are you feeling? Where are you at?
So I'm this chakra wasn't terrible for me. I finished submitting my manuscript, which was huge. And so I had a really big use my will and my rule keeper focus. And so that kept me grounded as well. But there's a lot of stuff going on with my parents and my family. My parents' health is really failing. My mother's a super CL. And I think there's a lot of, and my dad's like her sole caretaker. And it's just my sister and I. We're 13 months apart. We're polar opposites. And we're all CLs, except my dad, who's a team player. And my dad's health is really failing. My mom's health is failing and her mental health is failing. And as that happens, her anxiety, which has gone unmanaged forever. Let me just give you a teeny background. She and I have always gone toe to toe. Like, I'm the one who always stands up. And so, but I, historically, you know, we were all people pleasers in my family. That was the expectation is, you know, you just do what you're told and what you're expected. And as this has unraveled, I have found that I have put more boundaries on myself. So like, I'm not going to run over there 24/7 like my sister is, because it's not helping. And I did take charge and start calling people and saying, we need more help. But, you know, that gets met with resistance. And when we come to an impasse in my controlling nature and my mother's controlling nature, butt heads, she just gets mean, like mean and nasty mean. And, you know, I would have dissolved around that. And now I just don't. I just remove myself. I do stand up for myself. Sometimes it feels like there's like, it's sort of inappropriate because she's this elderly woman who's failing and my anger is flailing out of me. And it's, and at the same time, I hear exactly what Reese is saying. I don't feel guilty. I don't feel guilty for not being over there 24/7. I don't feel guilty that my sister's a martyr and I'm not. I don't feel guilty that I'm not going to be abused by another fucking person in this life ever again. I don't feel guilty about any of it, I feel like I don't want it to come out as angry as it is right now. It's kind of raw and angry for me. And at the same time, I love my parents. There's a part of me that misses my mom, that misses the nurturing mother that I had growing up. You know, she was always a CLCL, but she was also nurturing and loving. And there was a lot of positivity around that. And I had a lot of wonderful parts of my life with my parents. So this segment of our lives also feels sad and tragic to me because it's a literal train wreck and I can't believe it's happening and I can't do anything about it. And I could feel powerless, but at the same time, I'm also choosing to hold boundaries and say, I've done what I can do. I will continue to do what I can do. And that's all I can do.
Yep.
And everybody's entitled to make their own choices, including the people you love, even if they're not the choices that you think are in everybody's best interest. It's not my job.
So can you feel the difference where historically you would have run that through a shadow place? And yes. Right now you're running it through your lower self. So the lower self is the one that comes in and does the heavy lifting anytime you need to get shit done. And the lower self is the part of the shadow is the part of ourselves that is going to come in through that thought channel and tell us all the things that we're doing wrong and how it's supposed to look and the parts that we've rejected because we don't want any like one looking down at us. So we got to be that version that gets us the loved and the gold star and a warm place to live. So that when you're in that core energy of the lower self, there's no space for an argument. You can agree to disagree and be like, dude, that's what's up. When you're in that shadow place, that's where World War III's begin because everyone just wants to be right. So can you feel the difference vibrationally of you calling your power back in such a massive way?
I can feel my, there are times it feels massive. There are these moments where I feel myself in that argue space, you know, where I can feel that shadow coming up. And lately, I literally, in the moment, I choose to step away. I step out, even if it means clicking off the phone, like immediately, like done. And, you know, I'll call Lisa and say, you need to talk me through this right now because my shadow and my lower self are at war, you know, and like, I need to hold my ground. I need to hold this boundary and I need you to help me with that because it doesn't feel good all the time. On the other side of it, you know, it's funny. In the moment, I really feel that lower self and that power. And then the shadow comes up like behind it sometimes. But I see it is like when I tell you I am always going to be a work in progress, but I'm a completely different person than I was 4 years ago.
So empowering. It looks good on you, kid. It looks really good on you, kid. And finding that spiritual practice that you need in that chakra, chakra three in a CL is nothing short of a freight train on the back of King Kong being pushed by Godzilla. So it's, you know, there's a lot of power in three in a CL. And so there may be times you just need to go wreck a punching bag. And move that through.
I totally could do it right now.
Yeah, like find whatever part of your practice you need to not stuff that down or make it what it's not and move it through, but move it through in a way where like we don't have to all bake cakes with files in them for you.
right. Yeah. It's funny. There's rage. Like I'm saying anger, there's rage. And it's like, what the hell? I got like, that's got to chill out a little.
It's good, girl. It's there for a reason, and not painting your red flags green is important. And spend some more time on the bus and get to know it. Call it what it is, you know. And that's like you're in an amazing place. Thank you so much, girl. Holding space for you, and you've got this epic tribe of people.
Yep, you're doing great, babe.
But Lillian, are you about to sign off?
I am. I really need to leave. My apology. I'm so sorry. And thank you so much, honey.
Are you feeling the difference in this powerful conversation?
Huge difference.
Okay. So maybe share something in the Facebook group or in the text of where it is landing for you so that we can anchor this with you.
Okay.
I want everyone to try and get the...
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Love you, girlfriend.
Same. I have to drop two guys. Sorry.
Okay. Summer, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Lisa. Thank you. That's okay. Thank you guys.
Thanks.
Lisa, do you wanna jump in here?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay, sweetheart.
So January's been crazy because COVID, then my father passed. But I feel like the months before that were harder because I was dealing with my siblings, which there's four of us or there's five of us. So like I was listening to everyone, like everyone's with their parents and stuff. And I feel like I've just been through like hell with that and like the mirroring and like trying to not like do everything because I'm the youngest of five. So like doing the people pleasing and like I was, you know, I was in and out of it. But it was like just listening to everything, I was like, oh my God, I'm so like even like listening to Teresa because we talk about it all the time. It's like I have problems sleeping because I don't express my feelings because my fifth chakra is like shut down. So I'm like trying to retrain myself to like express my feelings and speak up. And then I sleep like, so it's like, and then other parts are like, I feel like the good girl, bad girl comes in, which is probably the shadow. And that is strong for me, like really strong. So that was going on with my siblings, like me being, you know, and we all do it. All of my siblings do it because my dad, and it's like, just be be the good girl, like do the good thing, do the right thing. Like they all do it. So I was like getting triggered constantly, you know? And so, and, but then not like expressing it, not talking about it. And I do it even with my kids. Like if I have, like if my kids are sad or something, like I take that on and I think it's my fault, you know? And it's, so it's, I've really been dealing with a lot of that.
So if it feels shameful, it's running through the shadow filter and through the thought filter.
Yeah.
And now you have a piece of anatomy you can run it through and be like, where's it coming from? And can you call BS on it? Or is it your truth? And if it's standing there like Wonder Woman going, yep, that's what's up. That's your lower self. That's your truth. And if it's like, oh, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, I want to like go puke. It's thought and shame and guilt and all of the stuff that's running through the shadow, which is the part that we would rather sever off with a scalpel than acknowledge it, that we've got this side that might not be the one that Dad said be a good girl.
Yeah.
Because you're manipulated into your heart, hardwired into your nervous system on how to earn that love.
Yeah.
So you're totally rejected and fragmented, whew, that important part of yourself, which is the entire power center of getting shit done in life and not being a piece of clay molded by everyone else. So whew, can you feel the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like, Lisa, that it's so typical for those that have lived in people pleaser because you had to survive, that there's not enough you in you. You've like put it all out there. That's why you're so exhausted, but you can't sleep. And maybe I love that self-love meditation. Was it you that I sent it to, the link?
No, but you told me about it.
Did I tell you about it? It's under H for heart something in the meditations. It's only 20 minutes. And I play it a couple of times, sometimes while I'm working or right before I fall asleep. And I've been doing it for like months now. And it really, like, I just hear the first little bit of it and all of a sudden I feel better. But I feel that feeling frequently when I try to do too much and accommodate too many people, I'm outside myself and I realize, oh my God, where am I? I'm everywhere but in my body. And so either the cord cutting, calling back your energy, any of those types of things, and then that self-love set of goals, oh my gosh, even if you just do it for, you know, 5 minutes at a time, if that's all you have time for, put your hand over your heart. I think that's one of the ways to kind of call back your energy and start rebuilding it.
Okay, I'll save it to my phone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Girl, once you are able to have that distinguishing piece instead of running autopilot, then you have a conscious choice to be able to go, no. Ooh, and it's going to be super uncomfortable. That's okay.
Well, it is started and it is uncomfortable. So
yeah, totally.
So
just reframe what comfort is and make this your new comfort.
Well, I like that. It's just
a word and an association of a word of uncomfortable. Not one time will they come get your toes or your left nipple or your car for being in your core. We're going to make up consequences and none of them are real.
I also like what Teresa said about taking a break or walking away. I have such a hard time doing that, but I think it's the key for people who have a pattern of that, because I think your nervous system goes into freeze and it's hard to run away or walk away because that was punished too. So just acknowledging yourself, taking a deep breath and giving yourself permission to leave the room at least, or to walk around or to move in some way, I think will also help bring your awareness to what's happening so you can make a different choice.
Yeah. And it's so programmed in me that half the time I don't even know what's going on.
I know. And I think it's like, And don't think of it as a flaw. Think of it as the way that your body learned to keep you safe. And right now, at this stage of life, it's no longer needed, and it's actually interfering with your enjoyment of your life. And so you're kind of like redirecting it, but acknowledging it, going, oh, my, you know, nervous system is totally dysregulated, and I need to do something to switch that up. What am I going to do? I'm just going to walk into the other room and get a glass of water, or I'm going to walk outside and look up at the sky for, you know, 20 seconds and then go back in. And I think if you interrupt it, it will stop the cycling of it. And you probably have to interrupt it a lot before it becomes a pattern in a better direction. But I think even just a baby step towards it will help it feel less like a fire hose of, you know, sensory overload, and more like you have some choice and the ability to put your hand up and say, stop, you know, I can't take any more in right now. I need a break. And it's not like you're not going to help anybody, but you're giving yourself a little space to do it, so you can do it from your core, not from that place of being over accommodating and over your boundary. Fear. You know, it's outside.
Yeah,
and that will just keep you in a state of anxiety that it's very hard to figure out once you've done it for so long, because you're like, what am I anxious about? There's nothing going on right now. What, you know, but it's like your nervous system holds all of that in your cells, and it needs to complete the cycle. And when it gets interrupted, it just gets stored. So you're releasing a lot of that, especially with the passing of a parent. That's a big deal. And it's like, you're not only releasing your own stuff, but everybody else's too.
Right.
I'm just pulling up to work, you guys. I have to run, but I love you.
Thank you, honey.
Lisa, I'll be giving you feedback on your homework. You just emailed it, right? The other day, I think. Yeah, I have it in my queue.
Thanks. And we, Lisa, we also are, Geraldine, I love you. Thank you.
I love you.
We will repeat the behavior that gets rewarded as well. So as you're reparenting yourself, building in lots of rewards of your definition for whether it's, you know, some time on a video game you like, or a bath, or something nourishing, something to like, when you catch yourself having broken that pattern, and it will help the neuroplasticity easier.
Okay. All right. I got to jump off too.
Please.
Thank you.
You're rewarded.
Is that you trying to talk, Teresa? I'm sorry. It's like a speak and spell.
The ghost talking to us.
I think
her reward is sleep. And every time she has that breakthrough, she sleeps. And then it's like, it changes everything.
Reward is sleep. I got you now. Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Thank you. Janina. How are you, my love?
I'm okay. I have a fifth chakra thing going on. I have to have a tooth pulled, and I'm so bummed.
Oh.
Yeah, and it has like an abscess. When the doctor or dentist looked at it, she said it's an angry tooth. And I thought, oh, how symbolic.
Dang.
Yeah. So I had a crown when I was much younger, you know, and it broke. So I was having the crown replaced, and apparently the tooth in the underneath got cracked. And so I was just living with this little abscess that's been going on. And so I think it's causing some other secondary issues throughout my system, but I think it's like all this infection. And I went to the dentist yesterday, and she took an x-ray, and then they're like, oh, take a CAT scan. So they put me to the CAT scan room, and they took like a CAT scan. And this dentist, she's like, I've never seen all, you know, that, because apparently there's like this pus and sort of like bubbly thing underneath on the x-ray. Anyway, she goes, I've never seen one like that before.
Wow.
So I felt like I was kind of blown away by it. But I think it's a fifth chakra thing for sure. I know we're in third chakra, so there's probably a connection, because, you know, as I contemplated, I think it's a how I use my power or clamp down on my power and don't use it. I think that there's a lot of that where I am protecting myself and my fear of hurting others and that kind of thing with like, you know, my power. So I'm, there's a lot of little experiences where I'm just like fearful that I hurt someone, but like, and then it turns around and it's like, no, it's just the like kick they needed. And so, you know, kind of.
So can you identify where that shadow?
Because I did a little shadow work with somebody that, it's another technique, but it was something to do with, the exile, the protector, and something else who, but, like, you know, if there's parts of myself and I'm not sure which chakra it's in, but I think I have the child in my heart chakra. And so the exile is the child, right? The exile is the like, oh, you know, and the protector was a being that I saw on a bus trip not too long ago that was like the Sith Lord in Star Wars, you know, kind of like those, but I went dark. Oh, there we go. So there's something that is protecting this little inner child inside of me. And, but then there's like Janina, the adult, and I'm, you know, having to manage everything and look like I'm in control when there's all this other shit going on inside of me. but anyway.
Well, the part that comes to me is, the fear around hurting someone. So closing down 5 so that power doesn't go through, that's all shadow. So, because in your core, you innately are not going to hurt someone. That is not in your nature. So you're making up that if I show up in my true self and express a need or speak my truth, I will hurt them. That's not true. They just need to adjust their life instead of you bending over like a willow to make them comfortable. So there's that shadow piece, which is like, do no harm, speak no harm, have like love, like make sure that, and particularly that the most powerful archetype is the child. So being in 4, which is everything relationship, there's going to be a lot of inner, if you feel like having your power, which is where all of the stuff gets done, if it's going to bowl someone over, draw that in, rein that in. And then it's going to be, there'll be that whole, that emotional range of, I'm afraid if I step into my core or do this thing, it will be at someone else's expense. And that's not your nature.
Well, you know, sometimes I just feel like I see things quickly, like I get it and I see what needs to happen and I would just like, you know, go do it. But I am trying to be aware of how gently some people and what they need to take it in. And maybe that's how I'm managing it a little bit more, where, you know, rather than like just rush in and do it and, you know, what's wrong with you kind of a thing. It's like, okay, well, help them see it. So, yeah. But I think I have always had like, I clench my teeth. I'm definitely like a, you know, protecting, I don't know, myself, the world, anything from what I might say or do. I don't know.
So you see that's shadow, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sure. That's amazing. So it's presenting in a really powerful way that you're getting to heal. That's an incredible thing. So speaking your truth more, you were born with the toolbox that gave you everything you needed to live this life purpose. And that capacity to see all of it in a quick glimpse is a little bit of that genius of what you came in for. So I'm experiencing in your words the that just tempering everything I do to make sure it supports and serves everyone, where that is not so much letting that core lower be like, phew, here's what's up.
Yeah. Like it doesn't have to, like it's, if it comes quickly to me, it can be overwhelming too in other ways. So yeah, I overwhelm myself too. I mean, that's a different story. But thank you. You're
amazing, my friend. Yeah. So how are you? So what are you doing to move this energy and this shadow and allow that to be released?
You know, when I feel it, it feels heavy and it pulls me down. So I'm trying to do some of these, like, you know, rah, rah, just lift the energy up, you know, and it feels lighter. You know, I have that compassion going on. A lot of times leaning forward and I squish my heart and it's like, oh, I need to breathe, right? And open it up and open it up. And then it's like, oh, I just made room in my lungs. And then the oxygen comes in and it's like, oh, relief. So, you know, if I get into a situation where I'm nervous, like last night, I had to give some presentation to a big group of people and I don't like the whole video thing. And I did a lot of this before I went on stage.
So. Try stamping your feet too. So you're bringing home down in those where the power centers are. Because yeah. All up here is like the escape hatch, right? So get in those metatarsals and shake that booty and own the powerhouse of you, girl. Chakra 1, 2, and 3. I loved Reese's first description. He said it my first weekend that I was in with him. It was like, it rang like such a clarion. Chakra 1, 2, and 3 determines if you're going to eat it, fuck it, or kill it. It's where all the power is, and they're placed lower in the body because that's where all the power is coming from, Mother Earth, right through you. And if we are only visiting the real estate up here, whew, there's a lot of untapped juice. Mm-hmm. Yep. Powerful stuff, girlfriend. You're amazing. I love it. And I hope that you have a beautiful recovery with this. So would you have a procedure scheduled in the immediate future?
Well, so the endodontist at my dentist's office, you know, so I went to the dentist yesterday. She's like, well, the endodontist is here on Thursday. She's going to be here tomorrow. I will try to squeeze you in. So I drove her there today and, you know, she poked way in there. I got a little painful when she did that. And she was like, yeah, you know, I looked at everything, blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't think a root canal is going to help you. I think you need an extraction. I'm like, she goes, I can take it out today if you want. And I'm like, no, I can't. It was too soon. It was like, ouch, no. So there's I have to figure out if I want, you know, who I want to do it, if I want to go back and have her do it. But she said it should be as soon as possible, which I think is right. I think this little infection here is going throughout. My immune system is getting triggered by it. Yeah. Cause I have psoriasis too. And I think that
it's systemic.
It's probably, you know, white blood cells and other immune things are kicking. Triggering it within a month, not before our weekend, but you know, soon after our weekend. It's not painful. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, my friend. Well, sending good juju and
sorry, I gotta jump in. I gotta jump off because my phone's gonna die, and I just didn't want to say goodbye. So bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Yes, and definitely tap into tribe for that support. And it's who gets to go through surgical procedures and big stuff with an entire healing tribe around them? Not all the people. So it's a nice thing to be able to tap into. We got you. Miss Viviana, how are you, sister?
Hi.
Hello.
Okay.
So talk to us about your shadow and lower self, and how is all of this conversation landing for you? What's going on?
Yes, I'm very open to working that. I am working. I am processing a lot. Yes, it's a heavy stuff sometimes to move the energy. But last night I talked Lillian about that is huge release something through the pain, see the beauty. And I see my mistakes, in my past. It's, for example, I am ruthless rescue. When someone have a pain, I try to help, to hold them, you know, and that is not because I see through my pain. I process it. I open the door for release something bigger and be free. And I feel in my body, I receive support, but I feel it, I process it, I accept. And yeah, sometimes it's hard to process the pain and feel guilty, shame, all of that stuff. But finally I say, okay, this is the life. I come here for one reason. This is why I'm here. I am here because I have responsibility to my purpose to do the best can I do and open to be more conscious. And yeah, working in that is a lot. It's a lot, but I'm so glad to learn a lot of tools during the school. I use it every day. Every day I do meditations. I need to do more rituals, exercise. I have a little fear with my knee, some jumping or start exercise for my first chakra to jump in for my third. But yes, that is one of my goals, continuing discipline. I feel a lot in my spiritual point. I stay in so much pain. And yes, I can breathe sometimes. What's that?
And how are you doing pulling back the layers between the shadow and the lower self? Is that something that is coming into clarity for you? And
for me, it's through my dreams comes clear myself, come in dreams and see things. During the day, in a good point right now is don't isolate. I am in pain or suffering for something process and continue to help the people I love. You know, I try to do healings, stay. Don't go and close myself just in my pain or processes. So, anyway, but I can say I am not. I am working in this, and sometimes it's not easy, and I need to be gentle, compassionate, and do my best, but open to see the truth, open to see my truth, my soul truth, not all the shit for my past or wounds, or, you know, try to be open, really open to see and process whatever I need to process, because if I die, I die one day. I want to be free right now. And I don't want to continue like in that kind of unconscious patterns. That is a lot. I work a lot in my spiritual point during this third chakra. Is, I don't know, I felt a lot, my spiritual point.
Okay. And so you're, what do you have in three?
What I have, I think my lower self, I think is anger. I don't remember well.
Okay.
I stay in the computer, I don't remember.
Okay.
This is for the last year.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, don't see, maybe a resistance to, I don't know exactly what can call that. with my lower self. Anger's pretty good because, maybe I need to do more exercise for anger work.
So moving energy for anger. There's a lot of range of emotion that can live in there. And it's like when we are needing to go and do things, and if we are doing things and moving ourselves out of what we want to do in order to keep everyone else happy, or we feel bad, or we feel shame, or we feel those things around it, that is all shadow. That's all BS. That's not our truth. That's us trying to stay alive based on how we got molded. But when it's like, no, what I really want to do maybe is not go give this healing right now, because, you know, like right now I'm tired and I have something I'm working on for myself. And, you know, so it's like looking at those pieces of where am I showing up in my core and in my lower self, maybe if it's something that is something that might not be the popular vote of what you should be going to do, of how everyone expects you to behave. But if I don't show up how everyone expects me to behave, I'm going to feel so guilty and I'm going to feel so upset with myself that that's the shadow stuff, because that's none of that's real. That's all made up. But if you're able to do the things that you need for you and stay in that space of like, this is what Viviana needs in this moment. Like that's, even if it's not what they want, that's lower self. So there's a distinction in the feeling of it, because it's kind of like, well, screw you. This is what's up. This is what's happening. Or, oh, I should do that. I really don't want to do that, but I should do that.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, I know. Yes. It's like, I'm pretty clear what I want. I'm pretty clear and take a decision and I do it. Plus and point, and if this is it, and I will do it. And I don't know if the life sometimes is not what you want right now. What did you say is that you need to stay and process it? Maybe show you something more. But yeah, this work, we need to stay in communication with your soul constantly, a lot of work.
Powerful stuff, honey. You're so committed to your practice. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, my beautiful friends. Are there any other questions or I think everybody has anchored. I either had a chance to chat with Reese or we anchored together. Were there any other pieces or questions that need some TLC tonight? Okay. Thank you guys for spending time. So,
well, did Lillian share?
Lillian had to hop off before she did. So I've got a note that she didn't get a chance to. I was coming around the room and she needed to leave before that happened. So we'll make sure that everybody who didn't gets plenty of hot seat time in our Reese time frame. Yep. Thank you. All right, my friends. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you all so much.
All right. You too. When do we do back? When's the next one we're meeting again?
We are having our weekend next weekend.
Okay.
So Friday at noon is typically when we reveille.
Right. All right.
Well, anybody who's submitted homework, Gerilyn and I have, we've shared them out and we're going to be looking at them over the course of this weekend and the next couple of days and making sure everyone gets feedback. So thank you all so much.
Are you able to see on the website yet?
You know what? I sent another message to Lisa Lisa T, because we had staff meeting today and it wasn't, they weren't fully aware that that was happening. So we put it in IT's lap, those that either got a video in or emailed them in, then at least Geraldine and I have what we need to be able to make sure we can get the feedback to you.
Cool. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a sweet one.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night.
I appreciate
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Ciao.